You are now listening to A Word for Deliverance with Pastor Leonard Cochran. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. For more information, please visit our website at www.apor-noonan.org. Now, let's receive God's word from Pastor Leonard Cochran to help you be productive in every aspect of life.
Heeding wise counsel leads to battle. When I deal with counsel, I want to give you two definitions of counsel. Number one, it's advice or instructions given in directing the judgment or the conduct of another. Notice when I talk about counsel, it's advice or instructions that are given to help direct a person's judgment or their conduct. In other words, I need to make a decision about something. I need to judge something, but I don't know how to judge it. And so I need to get counsel. And when I get wise counsel, it will help me properly judge a situation. And if I can properly judge a situation, I should be able to make a good choice or a sound decision that will benefit my life. Because the truth be told, a lot of us have made important decisions without seeking counsel. I said a lot of us have made important decisions without seeking counsel. And the decision that we made that we thought in the beginning was going to help us actually hurt us. I wish I had some witnesses, folk in here that can remember a decision or two that you made without any counsel that you just thought you needed to do this, that, and the other. And if you did it, it would improve the situation. You did it and it made it worse. Oh, God, I know I need, I got my hand up tonight. I have just chosen to do things, if you will, out of the spur of the moment. Didn't seek any counsel, didn't consider what God had been saying to me, thinking that I was doing the right thing, thinking I was going down the right path. But in actuality, I was headed down the wrong path. And all I had to do was just back up, be still, wait a minute, seek God, pray about who I needed to talk to. I could have talked to that person, they could have gave me wise counsel, and I could have made a much better decision. Oh, Lord, that's a good word tonight. I said, that's a good word tonight. Notice, I try my best to strive not to do that anymore. I try to make sure that when I'm doing something, that I'm in line with God's will. I try to make sure that when I'm judging a situation, that I have gotten all of the information that God desires for me to have. Even if that means I got to go sit down and talk to somebody. Even if that means I got to humble myself and go to somebody and let him or her know I don't know what to do. This is beating me down. This is causing me confusion. This has me vexed out. I prayed and God led me to you, and I want to allow you to know what I'm going through, and I want you to give me some advice. I want you to give me some instructions that will make my life better. I don't want to just simply look on the internet and Google something and then do what I read and then find out that the person whose information I received only loaded up the information to mess folks up. So you have to be careful, because a lot of people will give you advice and they'll know it's the wrong advice, but they get a kick out of messing up folk. This is a good word tonight. I say this is a good word tonight, because if the truth be told, some of you wouldn't be in the situation you in tonight if you had heeded some wise counsel. If you would have just stopped what you were doing, went and talked to somebody that was full of wisdom, they could have told you immediately you was messing up. See, I have talked to people and didn't even have to pray. And when they told me what they was about to do, I knew immediately in my spirit that they was about to mess their life up. And I was able to help them. Have you ever been able to help somebody just giving them wise counsel, just telling them about some things that you went through? Anybody ever talked to you and they was taking a path and you had been down the same path and you said, oh God, this reason I went through all that I went through, I'm finna help this person because this situation kept me in bondage for years and I don't want it to keep them in bondage for years. So I'm going to tell them what they need to do. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell them what I did that messed me up to tell them to make sure you don't do what I did. Anybody ever help somebody like that? Number two, when you deal with counsel tonight, you're dealing with having the right person or the right persons to speak into your life. Having the right person or the right group of people speaking into your life, that which makes you better. When counsel has to do with having the right people or the right group of people speaking into your life, that which makes you better. I'm going to say it again. Having the right person or the right group of people in your life, speaking into your life, that's causing your life to be better as you apply what they say to you, as you apply the instructions that they give you. See, one thing I know about myself, that if people come to this church, if they attend a place of refuge, I am going to speak into their life. If you come on Sunday morning, and you are attentive and you came with the right motives, no doubt about it, I've been praying, I've been fasting, I've been seeking the face of God, and I'm going to speak something good into your life. Oh, if you will just come to Bible study, if you will just press your way to get the Bible study, when you finally arrive, you might be a little tired, you might have went through something to get here, but you know when I get there that Pastor is going to speak into my life. It's good when you come to church, been battling at the house, been battling in your finances, been battling in your mind, but you have a pastor who is going to speak into your life. Pastor gonna give me some good advice tonight. The man of God gonna give me some good instruction. This thing been tearing me every which way but loose. I couldn't get a loose from this thing. It's been having me in bondage. But when I get to church, oh, somebody shout, when I get to church, pastor gonna speak into my life. Oh, if it be true, look at somebody and say, there have been plenty of times I've came to church and pastor spoke into my life. Listen, I did so without you telling me what you was going through. I did so without you writing me a letter. I did so without you sending me an email. I did so without having any knowledge of what you needed. But God knew what you needed. You are God's sheep. God said he need a word tonight. Speak into his life. Pastor, she think it's going to always be the way it is right now. Speak into that girl life when she come to church. Speak and let them know better here, better coming. Speak and let them know we in a turnaround. Speak and let them know I'm releasing my great goodness. It's good to be at a church where you know when you listen to your pastor, he speaks into your life. If you set up a meeting with him and it's God ordained, he gonna speak into your life. There have been folk walk in my office and they felt like all hope was gone. It's just lost. We just threw, Pastor. But after talking to me, they left out of there smiling. They left out of there with a little pep in their step. Because what did I do? I spoke into their life. Might have corrected them first, but after the correction, I made sure I spoke into their life. Let me give you some sound advice. Let me give you some wisdom that took me years to get, but I'm going to give it to you in about 20 minutes. Do you not know that that's what wise counsel do? Wise counsel will save you time. Why should you continue to go in circles year after year when if you go to somebody, they can give you counsel that'll bring you out of the maze that you've been caught up in? Is that right? Somebody shout, wise counsel will change your life. But hear me tonight. I cannot be the only one speaking into your life. You have to have other people who speak into your life. Well, Pastor, I want you to just be the only one. No, you don't. You do. No. No. What you going to do when you need a word and I'm out of town? Or you need to set up a meeting, but I already got too many meetings to meet with you. And so I have to tell you next week. What you going to do? Wait 7 whole days? Just... Mm-mm. Listen to me. You need this word important tonight. We all need people who are going to speak into our lives. Don't think you can be by yourself. Don't think you don't need no help. God has ordained for us to be helpers one to what? Another. See, when I speak into your life, I'm helping you. And there are times that God would have you to speak into my life. And I'll receive it if what you're saying is in line with God's will. You don't have to be a minister or a pastor or a bishop to speak into my life. There are plenty of times folks speak into my life without even knowing it, and I receive exactly what they say to me. And I know God ordained for them to say to me what they said. Are y'all with me tonight? So notice again, the type counseling that I'm dealing with tonight is wise counsel. Because the antithesis of wisdom or of being wise is being what? Foolish. Now, wise counsel will change your life for the better. But foolish counsel will mess you up. Can I say this thing like I want to? Letting the wrong person speak into your life can mess you up. Letting the wrong person speak into your life can cause you to be depressed in a manner that you can't get yourself up out of that depression. After allowing the wrong person to speak into your life. Heeding foolish counsel will make you give up, throw in the towel, and say it will never be better. You quit. You gave up because of who you were listening to. Notice Psalm 14 tonight. Notice Psalm the 14th chapter tonight. Notice Psalm 14. Y'all stick with me tonight. Notice Psalm 14. Notice Psalm 14 and 1. Watch this. We're dealing with foolish counsel. Notice something about the fool. Psalm 14 and 1. The fool, y'all with me, has said in his heart, there is what? The fool has said in his heart, there is what? Let's read it again. The fool has said in his or her heart, there is no what? Tell your neighbor, I don't want to listen to somebody that don't believe in God. I don't want to be getting advice from somebody who don't even believe that there is a creator who is above man and can do more than what man can do. I don't need to listen to nobody like that. I'm not getting many amens from y'all, but I don't need to heed advice from somebody that don't even believe in God. See, if you're struggling financially, you can't just afford to just speak to somebody who's good when it comes to finances, but they don't believe in God. Because when they start advising you of what you need to do, they gonna leave out the tithe and the offering because they don't believe in God. And they gonna tell you, you just need to invest or you just need to save. But you've been saving, you've been investing, and still not getting ahead. See, a fool has taken God out of the equation. So a fool ain't gonna tell you to pray. Why? They don't believe you talking to nobody. Matter of fact, a fool will tell you if you praying, stop wasting that time praying and get out and do such and such and such and such. A fool will tell you the first thing you need to do is stop going up there to that church listening to that preacher. That's the first thing you need to do. It's cut that church loose that believe in all that shouting, all that dancing, and all that praising God up there. Them folk done brainwash you. And then you sit there talking, they ain't brainwashed me. I do what I want to do. Go on and tell them they did brainwash you. But tell them they brainwashed me with the right soap. They brainwashing me with the word of God. Yeah, sometimes your mind need to be washed with all that filth that's on your mind. Y'all gonna make me preach anyhow. See, listen, you can't just listen to somebody just because y'all kinfolk. You have to tell kinfolk, look, you can hold your piece of advice. Some folk will start down a pathway telling you what you need to do, and you'll know within 2 minutes that I don't even need to hear this. I don't need it. But some of us, we don't have the boldness to tell, to just cut people off and just say, oh, wait. You keep listening to them. Uh-oh. I hit something then. I said, I hit something then. Well, Pastor, I'm listening to so-and-so on TV because he or she got a whole lot of money. Yeah, but listen to me. You don't know how they got that money. You don't know what they do to keep that money. And so you just going to take their advice because they got money. Or you going to take their advice because they popular. Well, Pastor, they got to know what they doing. They got their own TV show. What they got? If you got enough money, you can get your own TV show. You can have your own talk show if you got enough money. And all of us will know you don't know what you talking about. But there are 1 million+ people listening to you talk and you don't know what you talking about. Oh, you need to look at somebody and say, he right. How many times have we listened to somebody on TV and took their advice? I'm finna really upset some of you. Some of you so ignorant, you looking at shows that are not even real. And then somebody can say something, you say, well, I'm going to do what she did. Tell your neighbor, don't listen to foolish counsel. Tell your neighbor to mess you up. Wave your hand if you've ever taken foolish counsel or foolish advice and it messed you up before. Now look, and if you got your hand raised, look at somebody else. Just tell them, take my word for it. Foolish counsel is a waste of time. Well, I'm going to tell my homegirl, because me and my homegirl, your homegirl been giving you the wrong advice for a couple of years now. You should have more wisdom even in and of itself. Just looking at homegirl life should tell you that you really don't want to be like your homegirl. Come on, somebody. Sometimes when you're taking advice from people, sometimes it helps to look at their life that they live. Listen, wise counsel will make you better. Heeding wise counsel will make you better. If you married, attending the productive marriage ministry will strengthen your marriage. I guarantee it will strengthen your marriage if you'll come. You say, well, Pastor, what if my spouse won't come? Well, it has to help if you come just by yourself, even if they won't come. If you come and set up in there and say, I'm coming to get some wise counsel, I guarantee you it'll help you with your marriage. It ain't going to hurt you. It is not going to hurt you to come listen to people who have a good and productive marriage. Not just the people that's teaching, but those that attend. Because sometimes a good answer comes from the audience. It comes from somebody that's experienced and done been through something. And they can say one thing and you'll know that's my rhema. God just spoke to me through so and so. I mean, no, that's right. If you're a single person attending the single and heeding what's being taught will benefit your life. Some of you single, but you have never attended the single ministry. Well, Pastor, I ain't looking for nobody. Again, this ain't eHarmony. We are not hooking people up with people in the single ministry. We are teaching people how to be whole as single Christians. Come on. And it has to help you to get in the midst of anointed singles who are striving to live right and you battling as a single person in your mind. See, oh God. See, sometimes a married person cannot afford to get too close to a single person. Sometimes it'll mess up things. Because a person that's married on some issues, they can't think like a single person. See, it might just be that you out with single folk, you married, you may have to tell them, look, I got to get home. It ain't saying you henpecked. It ain't saying, you know, it's just saying, look, I got responsibilities at the house. I got somebody to see about. See, married women really shouldn't hang around the church all day after church done been dismissed. If you should be get home making sure brother man got something to eat. Come on. Go home and get on top of that house that's in need of a good cleaning while you standing here talking to somebody that's single. Come on. Oh, I'm preaching right. And a single person, you can't afford to just be tight with certain married folk because there's certain subjects they may want to talk about that'll mess you up, that'll have you not sleeping at night. You know I'm right about it. That's when there's certain subjects, in certain conversations I won't have around a single person because I don't want to be no stumbling block to them. Pastor, somebody ought to shout is right. If you broke and in poverty, it will help you to heed wise counsel from somebody that know how to be blessed. No, y'all ain't got to clap. If you just tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, start listening to somebody who is not living from paycheck to paycheck. Find out what he or she did that turned their life completely around. Tell your neighbor if you believe it. Say, he's right about it. He's right. He's right. He's right. Whoa, look back at somebody else and say something. Say, who you been listening to lately? Because some of us get good advice, but if it ain't what we want to do, we keep shopping around until somebody finally tells us what it is that we really want to hear anyway. And you go to people, I'm going to run something by you. Tell me what you think I should do. You have to be careful with that. Because sometimes you're about to tell your business to somebody that you only need to be really in a friendship with. It's certain for I'm not even going to tell them what I'm going. I don't even want them to know. I don't want you praying for me. No, I don't need your prayer. No. No, with your down self, I don't need nobody praying for me that come to church once every 3 months. Where are you at the other 2.5 months? We trying to be prayer partners, but I don't even know when I'm going to see you. Don't miss this. Everybody needs people in their life who will speak into their lives. Things, advice, instructions that'll make them better. If you're a young adult, you really need to be listening to people that can advance you years when it comes to certain things. They can just cause you to advance in years just from listening to somebody. Is that right? How many in here, you over 40, but if you could, you would go back and in your 20s, you would pay closer attention to what some folk told you. Come on. Some of us know right now there are some people that gave us some good counsel in our 20s, and we just kind of just brushed it off to the side. They don't know what they talking about. Man, I'm living. I'm doing my thing. And they trying to tell you your thing gonna mess you up. Some of us been in a relationship with folks and somebody tried to tell you. That ain't it, girl. I ain't saying he ain't coming this year, but he has not came yet. Trust me, that ain't it, girl. You better pray a little bit more. How you know, Pastor, this ain't it? Well, first thing, he don't work. He don't want to work. So, right. And he's looking for somebody that will work. But see, in order to get wise counsel, You have to remember what Jesus said in Matthew 5 and 6. He said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. So you got to hunger for it. You got to desire it. You got to want it. I said, you got to want it. Stop waiting for folk to come to you. When you hunger for something, you go get it. Stop waiting for somebody to give you a good piece of advice. You got to desire it. You got to hunger after it. You got to pray for it. You got to say, Lord, send me wisdom. Give me wisdom with this situation. Give me wisdom with what I'm about. Lord, I want to wage war, but I don't know how to fight this. Give me wisdom how to fight this. And when you're hungry and you thirst for righteousness, Jesus said you'll be filled. See, when you hunger and thirst for righteousness, God will have somebody that will speak your answer to you, and they don't even realize that they just gave you exactly what you needed. How many of you ever been talking to somebody and they gave you exactly, out of their mouth came your answer? And you knew it was because of prayer. You knew it was because you was hungering for good advice. Lord, I want sound advice. God, I want wisdom. I want knowledge. I want understanding. Can I be honest without some of you getting mad? Because some of us, the way we were raised, if you continue to base your life on your rearing, it ain't going to turn out good for you. I mean, that ain't talking about mama and them, but you know. That ain't going to get it. I said, that ain't going to get it. Some of us got old and we knew immediately certain things we were taught. That is not going to get it. Come on. That ain't going to cut it out here in this weird world. Some of us going through something right now, but if you really be honest, you are repeating behavior you saw when you was growing up that got your parents nowhere, and it's taking you out. Sometimes change can be painful. Sometimes change can be difficult because you're not used to doing it this way. But when you know God is using somebody to speak into your life, heed what they say. Heed what they're telling you. Put into action what they're telling you and watch your life get better. There are folk that I know I have given them good counsel, wise advice, to only see them continuing to struggle and looking at them knowing they ain't put into action yet what I told them. And some will talk to me and I'll say, you remember the last time we spoke? I talked to you about such and such and such and such. Have you been doing that? Well, Pastor, I started, but, got a problem. Got a problem. You started, but what? But Pastor, it got tight. Don't you know sometime before your greatest breakthrough come, you'll be doing the right thing and it'll get tight? I say it'll get tight, but God know if she just continue doing what I told her to do, breakthrough is here. She about to get the greatest breakthrough she ever got if she'll continue walking down that path that I put her on. Every time that God used people to speak into my life and I started doing exactly what they said, and I'm telling you, it was as if all hell broke loose against me. It was as if the devil was throwing everything but the kitchen sink, and then he realized, well, maybe the kitchen sink is what'll get him to stop. And then he threw the kitchen sink at me. Come on. But I knew I had heard from God. I said, I knew I had heard from God. Come rain, come high water, I heard from God. If I keep putting that into action, sooner or later, it has to get better. See, don't ever think coming to church, hearing the word and applying the word is not working. It may for a moment appear that it is not working. Because you know, Reading God got me talking about this tonight. Because some of us, we started applying the right advice. And when things got tough, we stopped. See, that's a mistake. That's what I got to teach tonight. See, it's a mistake to think, well, if I do this 3 days, then change is going to come. Well, listen to me now. If God say do it in 3 days and within three change come, you need to look for change within three. But if God just simply say, keep doing this until I tell you to stop, you continue doing that even if it's been 14 days. Y'all playing me tonight. Some of y'all sitting up in Bible study, you know this your word. You sitting there acting like, I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah, sometimes you apply godly instructions and things go from bad to worse. I say go from bad to worse. And then you got demons just nudging you. You better do something. You better get up and do something. Somebody come against you, the Lord just say, be still. I'm going to fight your battle. I'm going to take care of them. You just shut your mouth. You know they lying on you, but you ain't saying nothing. And the advice the people gave you was just leave it alone. Don't you know demons going to be? You ought to tell them something. Come on. If I were you, I wouldn't take that. And sometimes that flesh will rise up, but you got to know, nope. God told me don't say nothing. I remember years ago somebody gave me advice. They said, just go home and leave that alone. I ain't going to go into detail. They said, just go back home and just leave that alone. And I went back home and I left it alone for about an hour. And then I just had to get up and go mess with what they told me, just leave alone. The results? World War III. Because we had the World War I, World War II. Nope. It's been 3, 4, 5, 6. Count the wars y'all been in. It's been a bunch of them, right? Notice Proverbs 11. And 14. Notice Proverbs 11 and 14. Notice Proverbs 11 and 14. Oh, Lordy, 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 Lordy. Notice Proverbs 11 and 14. Watch this. Y'all got it? Shouldn't it took y'all long to just flip back. Proverbs 11, 14. Where there is no counsel, the people what? But in the multitude of counselors, there is what? Safety. Let's read that one more time. Where there is no counsel, the people what? But in the multitude of counselors, there is what? Safety. See, sometimes before you move, you need to talk to somebody. You can fail or be defeated because you didn't seek wise counsel. Or because you received it but rejected it. Got your answer Sunday morning, but you didn't follow through. You didn't apply the word. Tell your neighbor, hearing only ain't gonna get it. I know that's bad English, but just tell your neighbor, hearing only ain't gonna get it. Tell your neighbor, hearing only ain't gonna cut it. Look at somebody and shout, hearing only gonna mess you up or continue to mess you up. Why? Because we have in church tonight some hearers only. Folk that will seek wise counsel, will set up under somebody that's teaching, but not apply what they hear. Look at James 1. I'm almost done. Believe it or not. Look at James 1. Will not apply. You be surprised folk in here tonight done heard, I don't know, they done heard about tithing so much that well, they can actually tell somebody where tithing at in the Bible. I mean, that's some of you here tonight. I know you ain't smiling, you ain't saying that. Somebody was coming to you talking about some tithing. You be like, oh yeah, tithe. That's in Malachi 3:8-10. Will a man rob God? Yeah, that's where that's at. But you don't tithe. Oh, prayer. Oh, yeah. Men ought to always pray according to Luke 18:1. Jesus said men ought to always pray. But you don't pray. We're giving change. Man, giving. Yeah, giving. Luke 6:38. Give and shall be given. But you don't give. You'll be surprised what people have heard. Advice they have received. that they was hearers only. Advice that could have changed their business, but they was hearers only. Advice that could have changed their family, but they was hearers only. Look at James 1 and 22. Good word tonight, Pastor Cocker. I got one amen myself tonight. Some of my normal ameners, they ain't gave me one amen tonight. I ain't gonna call y'all, but some of y'all, you amen me, you be. You my preach pastor, deal with it. Hallelujah. I ain't got nothing from you tonight. You know what you telling me? That you ain't been listening. You ain't been doing what you know you supposed to been doing. Notice again, James 1 and 22. Notice what James said. But be doers of the what? Word. But be doers of the what?
Word.
But be doers of the what?
Word.
And not hearers what?
Only.
Deceiving who?
Yourself.
Deceiving who?
Yourself.
When I listen to God's word, when I receive godly advice and I hear it only, but don't apply it, I'm deceiving who?
Myself.
Okay, neighbor, when you do that,
you
are messing up yourself. Listen to me. You harming yourself when you get a good word but don't apply it. You harming yourself when you get a good word in reference to you laying aside having a bad attitude and so forth, but yet you leave church and you continue treating folk bad. You continue sowing seeds of discord. You continue backbiting, even though you heard the word telling you that you needed to let go of that nasty attitude. See, the word tells us lay aside every weight and every what? Sin that does so what? Easily what? Beset us. Sometimes you come to church and God done spoke to the pastor to tell you what you need to lay aside. Good advice been given to people that have caused the atmosphere at their house to be better. You know, some of us, when we think about the house, we say stuff like, man, it's hostile at the house. It's thick. Come on. What needs to happen? We need to love each other. See, charity or love starts where? At home. See, I want God to turn things around, but I'm not loving folk right at the house. God is going to block my blessing until I treat folk right, until I love people in the way that he want me to love them. And as long as I'm stuck with my arms crossed, I done heard the word, but I'm not applying it. Who am I hurting? Myself. And listen to me, you're only responsible for doing what you hear. Don't worry about if somebody else not doing it. Because some of us will claim the only reason we ain't doing it is because our best friend or our spouse ain't doing it. Don't worry about your best friend. Don't even worry about your spouse. You put it in action. You do what God told you to do. Well, Pastor, we under the same house. Ain't this go? Listen to me. God can do anything. He is a powerful God. God can step in your house and know how to bless the obedient one while he deal with the disobedient one. Don't think because somebody else ain't doing right that is no use in you doing right. Don't ever think like that. God know how to bless the obedient person. And at the same time, we'll be dealing with that disobedient one. Ain't that right? Somebody shout, that's right right there. In my clothes, heeding wise counsel leads to better. When God ordains for somebody to speak into your life, that which will cause it to be better or improved, heed it. Apply it. If it's tough, do it anyhow. If it's challenging, do it anyhow. If it's something you've never done, do it anyhow. Because you only get better when you heed it. And if you're not going to heed wise counsel, stop wasting folk time. Now notice Mark 5, and I'm done with it. You know, folk just, I don't know. See, I'm not really going to continue to go to no doctor. This just me now. This ain't no Bible right here. This Cochrane 101. I'm not going to keep going to a doctor, giving them my money, and then not doing what they're telling me to do. I mean, I don't even get that. Every visit is costing me, but I'm not doing nothing you telling me to do. Go home, stay off that leg, and do this, do that. And I'm back at the doctor office 3 more weeks later paying another $100. You been moving? Yeah, I've been walking. I tried to get on the treadmill. Go on, stay off that leg. Come see me again in 3 weeks. You go back in that leg swole again. You ain't been back on that treadmill? No, but man, somebody wanted to go shopping, so I walked around that mall all day. When I got to walk around that mall, my leg got to ache. See, this me. I believe people's time is valuable. I don't like folk that waste my time. It's some conversation I won't even have with certain people no more. They don't know it yet. They don't. I won't even have the conversation with them no more. I'm going to tell them, I don't even talk to you about that no more. We don't talk like that. That's what you mean, we don't talk like that. You don't do nothing I tell you to do. You wasting my time. I better pause for the cause. Because I lost my congregation in the clothes. I'm sure y'all met. I was in the clothes and lost half of you. Look, my time valuable. Now, listen to me. Y'all know y'all got a pastor that'll meet with you. You got a first lady that'll meet with you. But if I'm going to sit there and counsel for a whole hour and you leave and don't do none of it, then want to meet again, I would rather take up golf than meet with you. I'd rather just go out there on the range and just hit putts. You should be that same way. People time valuable. See, y'all shouldn't even be coming up here if you feel like Pastor ain't talking about that. He wasting my time. Man, I could be at the house watching Empire. Come on. Pastor, that series going off. You know y'all record it. You play it back. Come on. See, this will help you. When I talk to people, especially when I go to them for help, I come in there right. Ain't nothing else on my mind but listening to you. And not sitting there thinking I know more than you, because if I did, I wouldn't be coming to you about this certain subject. Because sometimes you give folks advice and they shooting back at you other things. You gonna let me talk? Because my bill paid at the house. Your bills need to be paid. You behind. You needed help. I got a house. You the one talking about they want to prove you. You want to listen to me talk? Somebody shout, he ain't mad at you. Mark 5 and let's get out of here. I ain't mad at you for real. Y'all should be that way. Ask one of my children, are we that way when talking to them? Man, we talk to our children. Even though they're young adults, they still need help. We still go in there and talk to them. But they know one thing you don't want to do. It wastes my time. I could have been on Netflix. I could have been screaming movies this whole time you come in here waking me up. Tomorrow you won't talk. It's real. Mark 5. Then we're going to leave it alone. Got some more coming, son. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Y'all come anyway. I don't know. I might not talk about this. Here's something. I ain't coming, dog. He going to be right back on that. No. I let it out, God. Mark 5 and 25. Now notice this, because I'm going to close. A certain woman had a flow of blood 12 years. had suffered many things from many who? Physicians. Been taking physicians' advice and getting what? Worse. Had spent all that she had, no better, rather grew what? Worse. When she heard about Jesus. Tell your neighbor, when she heard about Jesus. Tell your neighbor, when she heard about Jesus. She didn't just hear and do nothing. She heard and applied what she heard. Watch what happened. When she heard about Jesus, came from behind him in the crowd, touched his garment, for she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made what? Well. What happened? Got to the servant, touched him, got healed. What changed her life? Wise counsel. What she heard, what somebody told her. She'd been bleeding 12 years, and somebody told her, if you get to Jesus, if you touch him, the blood will stop. See, don't ever think because of how long you've been in it that wise counsel won't help it. I promise I'll say this will be done. Sometime it took you 12, 15 years to get in it. Don't expect to get out in an hour, but apply the counsel and you will come out. And if God ordained it, he'll bring you out within 24 hours. If that's what he want to do, the blood flow stops. But listen, she'd have still been walking around bleeding unless she had applied what she heard. Some of you still bleeding with your issues because you have not applied what you've been hearing. If you want to stop the blood, the issue, start applying what you hear. Not just on the pulpit again. Pastor can't be the only one speaking to your life. God done ordained other people to speak into your life. Amen. Amen.